The city is yours to navigate. Do it luxuriously in a Jaguar from Howard Orloff Jaguar. For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Jaguar has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Jaguar models. Come in now during our 2015 model year-end sales event and take advantage of outstanding pricing, finance, and lease programs on our entire inventory. When it comes to Jaguar in Chicagoland, no one compares to Howard Orloff Jaguar, just off the Kennedy at Armitage or at howardorloffjaguar.com.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers can't tell you everything people say when they first get behind the wheel of a new Hyundai. Why? Well, take, for instance, the Sonata.
Lane departure warning, touchscreen nav, hands-free smart trunk. Holy.
Or the Elantra.
Remote start on my phone, Sirius XM, Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear-view camera.
And then there's the fact that every Hyundai comes backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And America's best warranty. Son of a...
Learn more today at your local Hyundai dealer. And just a suggestion, maybe leave the kids with the in-laws? Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months. Or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 bonus cash and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp starting Wednesday. A new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The White Sox starting pitchers dominated the Indians over the weekend, leading to a series sweep in Cleveland, and that's the recipe for success for Robin Ventura's club.
I mean, they've been fantastic. I mean, they really have. And you know, you have to have that to win, you know, multiple games in a row. You want your staff to pitch well, and you know, that's part of it. Especially if we're playing defense like this, you don't want to walk anybody. You want to make them earn it. And, I think even today that, Carlos made him do that.
Tonight, Robin looking at John Danks to give the Sox another good effort. He's posted scoreless outings in three of his last four starts. Sox and Red Sox open a four-game series in Boston. Joe Kelly, the opposition. Cubs hope to get their struggling offense back on track when they host the Rockies tonight at Wrigley. Kyle Hendricks will throw against Jorge De La Rosa. It's the first of three. Kyle Schwarber back in the lineup. He's catching and batting second. Also, the Cubs have released Edwin Jackson. The right-hander still has $15 million owed to him on the four-year contract he signed. Elsewhere, Marcus Kruger reportedly would agree to a short-term contract with the Blackhawks if they don't have the salary cap space to sign a long-term pact. Kruger's a restricted free agent this offseason. The U.S. Olympic Committee has dropped its bid to bring the 2024 Olympics to Boston. USOC now wants to nominate within the next 7 weeks a new city and is looking at Los Angeles. And the NFL revamping its policy regarding the handling of game balls for the upcoming season in the wake of the ongoing controversy. Scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon for more information. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 5:35. White Sox visit the Red Sox on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Cub panic in the streets.
Cub panic.
And
I have cub panic.
I'm just not quite sure what people thought this was. I really thought there was sort of a cub consensus that developed between the robots and the human beings. And 83, 84, 85, maybe a little more than that, if things break their way. And then just depending on, they would have themselves an opportunity to be in a wild card. And here they are.
Just because you reach the point where all your players are here doesn't mean you've reached the end of the road. Unless it's really like an anomaly where you really are, all four of these rookies are just great at the same time. I mean, this is simply a process. Nobody brings four rookies up and plays them day to day, and they're all great.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Here's John on the Score. Hi, John.
Lord. I don't understand how you can say that as a Cubs fan that we don't know what we're watching.
I promise you this call will prove it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just slow down.
No, don't tell me to slow down.
What's that? Right.
Slow down.
You have a brain injury?
Yeah. This guy's a bum. He comes in here after his last 10 games. ZRA is sky high. Can't beat anybody.
John, who?
What are you talking about?
You're the sportscaster. You came in and threw a no-hitter against the
Cubs? You just made a dumb statement like Cole Hamels is a bum. In all seriousness, are you on drugs?
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein, but I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
See, I think my plan makes really little or no baseball sense, but from a White Sox perspective, it actually does, because you've got three guys that are part of your rotation. You've got them under control and cheap forever. If you want to keep the big man around, you can keep the big man around. 5 years, $100 million. He'll stay. That's good money. I think that'll be okay. I mean, I don't know if somebody will... Look, if somebody was going to knock it out of the park, they would have already done it. They already won him starting games. Scott Kazmir's already won for the Astros. If you're really eager to get... Can't wait to get your hands on him, you should have done already.
A little bit of Bears news here, and I'm not sure if this is good news. According to Tom Pelissero of USA Today...
This is bad news.
The Bears are dipping into the Arena League, signing wide receiver / kick returner A.J. Cruz. Ivy leaguer from Brown, played for the Arizona Rattlers. I don't know who he is or what he does.
Family, football, fitness.
That's your new exercise facility, I believe.
No, that's Ryan Pace's. That's his deal. Family,
A.J. Cruz.
Football,
he was a member of the L.A. Kiss.
Yeah.
Owned by Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. But so if Ryan Pace sees that, if he sees something, family, football, fitness.
Another note from Rudy. So the Cubs will be fine. I read over the weekend that the Cubs just need to keep building toward the same character and locker room camaraderie as the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
I'm not going to make a crude joke, but I just sent, free of charge, to the Tribune, a working phone, just so they have it. And also, to the Cubs, I'm sending a box of penicillin. Jim in Woodridge.
You'll need more.
You're on the Score.
Yes, gentlemen, I'm just going to throw an idea out there. Do you think that... that Han is in some ways handcuffed by the temperament of the average Chicago White Sox fan? What I mean by that is that a Sox fan really has no patience for kind of the hard rebuild that the Cubs went through. Even though it's the rational thing to do, is to deal Samardzija, I would suggest that they're not going to do it because it would be perceived as a sort of white flag trade. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, I think there's some validity to that, and I don't see where they're not going to gut the organization and try to draft players.
They're
and
not
going to
do the
that.
Houston thing. They're not going to do the Cub thing.
They're not going to do that. Kansas City thing.
They don't
not going to happen.
Feel that they can get bad to get good.
Correct.
And get those high picks. The other issue
is, can you imagine that?
I see the reason you don't trust them to do is I don't think they would know what to do with those high picks.
Case closed. Give him his $100 million. See what he says. Case closed.
That's my worry. That's baseball hell. That you're just going to have to be one of these lightning in a bottle teams and just keep hoping that you can Frankenstein's monster your way into something each year without doing what these other organizations have done. Because, nobody's coming anyway, though. I mean, they've got so many big picture business issues just because of a shrinking fan base. There just aren't enough overall people who care what they do, one way or the other.
Yeah, but I even for those precious few who do care, you can't do that.
Kyle says, if teams aren't jumping for Samardzija, who's going to pay him? I know there was talk of him wanting a big deal the Sox wouldn't commit to, but where's it coming from? The way I see it, he'll probably land a similar deal to Shields. 4 years, 75, an option for a fifth. The market is heavy with starting pitchers. Guys available, Price, Cueto, Zimmerman, Iwakuma, Fister, Gallardo, or short-term deals for Burley, Burnett, Brett Anderson,